Seattle. Hi, Greg.
Hello, Doctor.
What's on your mind, sir?
Good. I have a question for you about potassium iodide. I've heard you talk about it, that you'll take it before taking an airplane flight. You'll take a certain number of drops.
You betcha, sir.
I don't remember what those are. Could you go through that again, please?
Sure. It's potassium iodide, which is now sold as Bernard's solution in honor of Bernard Courtois, who, quote, discovered, unquote, iodine back in 1813 or something like that. Anyway, either just before we get on the airplane or just after, I'll be taking 15 drops. My wife will be taking 12 because, I weigh a bit more than she does. And we put it in water, of course. The stuff is kind of a strong taste, and I guess we could do it plain, but it's better in the water. It doesn't matter how much water. And we swallow that down, and if the flight is less than 4 hours, that's all we need, because you can actually not just taste it when it goes down, but you can taste it in saliva after that. It gets into all the membranes of the respiratory tract, the up there in the nose, down there in the lungs, and so forth. And the only time we've ever gotten a respiratory infection after an airplane fight is when we forgot our potassium iodide, doggone it. So anyway, that's what we do. Now, if it's a longer flight, let's say we're going to Shanghai or someplace further, then every 4 hours we just repeat that. And we only do that for the beginning and the duration of the flight. It doesn't have to be done all the time, just then, because that will lurk, and the potassium iodide will lurk in those tissues and kill the germs.
Okay. Would it do any good if you've already caught a cold to use it or not?
Maybe you'd have to, it maybe would do some good. And again, if you're only doing it for that period of 1 or 2 days, it's not going to hurt anything. Now, the other thing, though, that you may or may not have heard on this program before was a publication from New York State Journal of Medicine, 1944. They even did experiments back then with natural stuff. How do you like it? And what they had to say is that in over 100 people, what they'd done is to talk to them about, well, when you get the first sign of a cold or a flu or anything like that, you take 150,000 units of vitamin A, and before anybody faints at 150,000 units in one dose, no, it is not going to kill anybody except if you're a fetus. And then if your mommy takes it while she's gestating you, it might hurt you. But other than that, for adults, that is safe to use for 3 days in a row, which is what they had the people do. Take the 150,000 units of vitamin A, along with 1/10 of that, that's 15,000 units of vitamin D, and do that for 3 days. And what they found was 81% of those people got rid of their colds and flus in 2 days. How do you like that?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, we've tried that one. Actually, we haven't. Some of our family members who have gotten colds and flus have tried that, and it certainly works.
All right. Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome, sir.